6 o'clock, and we're in Tesamet Aleph. We're in Tesamet Aleph. The Gemara has brought prices. We want to know what Rebbe does with Aloha. That's how we got into it. Since Rebbe does not darshan Tzaris, that Erva and Tzaris don't have Yibum, from the pasuk of the wife's sister, where it says, Legalus Ervasa Aloha. So we want to know, why did the Torah write Aloha by a wife's sister? So, what the Gemara is going to say is, that Allah is the source that Chatos comes for an Avera that Bemezid is Karas. That's what the Gemara is going to drive at. We haven't gotten yet there. Again, what the Gemara is going to say is that the extra word Aloha teaches us with Xer Shava that on what kind of Averas does a person bring a Chatos if he did a Bishagig? Those Averas that if he did a Bemezid would get Karas. So he does a Bishagig, it gets a Chatos. So first the Gemara brought prices. That the only time one brings a chatas is when the mezid is karas. Same thing too by Avodah Zarah. If either Beth and Paskin wrong or Klal Yisrael did Avodah Zarah, they only bring a carbon when the mezid is karas, then b'shagig they bring a chatas. Those are the facts, but we didn't bring a source for it. Frek the Gemara, Menohani Mili, which is on Testament Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th line from the top. It's an 8th line from the top of Testament Aleph. The Gemara wants to know, Menahani Mili, how do I know that the Chatas is only brought on an Avera that bemezid its penalty is Karas? So b'shayig, you bring a Chatas. The Tana Rabbanon. It says in the Pasuk, and this Pasuk is written by a regular Avera. It's talking about when Bezin, Paskin's wrong, and Raiv the Tzibur does the Avera. That's what it's talking about in Parshas Vayikra. This is called a par helam davar shel tzibur, that Bezin brings a carbon when they paskin wrong, and a majority of the tzibur follow their psak. So it says, v'noida hachatas ashachatu aloha. They found out the sin that they sinned about it. Now, it says the word aloha there. So Rabbi Eimer, nemar kan aloha. It says by this carbon, the word aloha. Now again, let's remember that carbon is talking about a specific carbon. It's talking about when Beth and Paskin wrong, and most of the Tzibur followed it, and it says, V'noida hachatos ashachatu aloha. So Rebbe says, it says the word aloha here, V'nemer lahalon aloha, and by a wife's sister, it says the word aloha. Now, what is the punishment of a wife's sister? Chat a chorus. So we say, ma lahalon. Just like by a wife's sister, davish chayav mazdayne karis. Now the words ashigigasi chatas is not true. We don't know that yet. It ends up being that way. Taisa speaks out that those three words are not fact yet. But fact is that by a wife's sister, one is chayav mazid karis, right? Afkan. Also over here, when does Bezin bring a carbon? At what point does Bezin bring a carbon chatas for paskining wrong, and it's done by a majority of the tzibur? Davar shechayav mazdai nekaris, then it'll be al shegigas chatas. So the source that Bezin brings a carbon only when the einish b'mezid is karis is the pasuk of Aloha b'achais isha. Through Xer Shava, that teaches me that what kind of an Avera does Bezin bring a carbon for paskining wrong? Those Averas that Bemezid have Karas. How do I know that? From a Xerah Shavah from a wife's sister, where the punishment is Karas, and it says the word Aloha, and it says the word Aloha by a Chatas of Bezin, so we say that it's only by Averas that are Karas. Rashi, last wide line, V'nemet lahalon Aloha b'chayeha, it says, L'galas of us Aloha b'chayeha, shu mufna l'drasha, it's an extra word for a drasha, so that's the Xerah Shavah. Again, we don't make up Xerah Shavahs, it was handed down in Sinai, Rebbe had a Messiah that this is a Xerah Shavah handed down in Sinai, and it serves as the source of how I know which Averas Bezin would bring a carbon for paskining wrong, and most of the Tzibur following. Ashkechan Tzibur, that tells me the carbon tzibur, Mashiach minolan. How do I know the Kayin Gadol, which also brings a carbon, how do I know that his carbon is also only on something of Karas? Now there it doesn't say Aloha. Aloha was said by the carbon of Bezin. How do I know that it applies to the Kayin Gadol as well? There's a special carbon by a Kayin Gadol. If he paskins wrong and then he does it, then he brings a carbon. how do I know that it's also within the same parameters as the Bezin? It says that Kohen Gadol will sin like the sin of the nation. So we say, HaMashiach Kitzibur. The Torah compared, when does a Kohen Gadol bring a carbon for his Avera? The same kind time that the Tzibur brings a carbon for their Avera. And we derived from Achais Isha that the Tzibur brings a carbon for their Avera when it's Karis. So the same thing, a Kohen Gadol will only bring his Avera when there is Karis. Rashi, La'ashmas Ha'am, Kalaimar Ashmasai, Ka'ashmas Tzibur. His Avera is like the Avera of the Tzibur. That tells me, Bezin, and it tells me, Kohen Gadol, Yachid V'Nasi, how do I know any individual that does an Avera, that he only brings a Chatas on those kind of Averas that are made in his Karas? Or a king, how do we know he had a special carbon? How do I know that he also brings a carbon only on an Avera that's Karas? Zokta Gemara, Asya Mitzvahs Mitzvahs. It's Gzeira Shava. It says in the Pasuk, V'ashenasi yechta v'asa achas mikol mitzvahs Hashem alikav. That's by a nasi, by a king, and by an individual. It says, "Em nevesh achas yechta bishgaga ma'ama aretz b'asoisa achas mi mitzvahs Hashem ashaloi seyasena." Right? It says the word mitzvahs. So therefore, we learn how to gzeirah shava from mitzvahs. From, it says mitzvahs here, it says mitzvahs there, and by par tzibur, by bezin, it also says, it says over there, by par tzibur, v'asa achas mikol mitzvahs Hashem. So we say, there's a gzeirah shava that compares the individual and the nasi to bezin. Just like when bezin brings the carbon, it says the word mitzvahs, and we learned out it's only where there's karas b'mezid. This is the source that which Averis get carbon, those that have Karis. It's derived from Achais Isha, from the word Aleha, which taught us Bezin. And Bezin teaches us Kohen Gadol, and Bezin teaches us Yachid, and Bezin teaches us Nasi. That all those people only bring a Chatas, and an Avera, that it's Mezid would be Karis. That's by regular Averis, where the Torah and Parshas Vayikra addressed the Karbanos. One for Bezin, one for Kohen Gadol, one for King, one for individual. In Parshas Shlach, the Torah gives a second set of Karbanos, different Karbanos, by Aveda Zara. And there, the Torah equates an individual, a king, and a Kohen Gadol, but differentiates Bezin. So we've learned out the Parshas Vayikra, the regular Karbanos, the Chelev, the Dam, the Chilul Shabbos, all those Karbanos are brought from Averis that have Karis. That we derive from Achais Isha, through Bezin, to Mashiach, to Yachid, to Nasi. But we didn't talk about Avodah Zarah, which is in its own category of Karbanos, which is written in Parshas Shlach. How do I know that it has to be a service of Avodah Zarah that entails a Chi of Karis? Maybe even hugging an Avodah Zarah brings a Chatas. Zok to Gemara, v'loy ba'avaydes kechavim, el al dover shechayav mazdai nekares asher gegasi chatas. How do I know that? Right? We didn't have Pesukim over there. That's written in Parshas Vayikra. That's not talking about Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah gets a different carbon. The answer is, Tzibur ba'avaydes kechavim, yaluf me'ene me'ene. There's a gzeirah shava that compares the carbon of Bezin by Avodah Kechavim to the carbon of Bezin by other Averis. It says me'ene ha'eda. It says both times the word me'ene, right? It says v'nelam davar me'ene ha'kol. It says v'hoyim me'ene ha'eda nasas olishgaga. So we say that tells me that just like Bezin only brings a carbon by regular Averis when the chiyuv is karis, so also by Avodah Zarah they only bring a carbon when the punishment is karis. That tells me Bezin by Avodah Zarah. Nasi Mashiach, Yachid Nasi Mashiach. How do I know the individual? And again, by Avodah Zarah, we don't differentiate about which kind of an individual. All individuals are created equal when it comes to Avodah Zarah. And the answer is Mevi'im Nefesh from the Vav that connects the parsha of individual to the parsha of Tzibur. Ve'im Nefesh. I could have said Im Nefesh. What's Ve'im Nefesh? Echad Yachid, Echad Nasiv, Echad Mashiach V'mashma. Nefesh includes any individual, a regular person, a king, or a Mekayin Gadol. Vav Maisav Al Inyan Rishon. The Vav says, connect the two parshas, the Yuma Tachtam and Elyon. And the bottom parsha, which talks about individuals, is derived from the top parsha, which talks about Bezin, and it limits the Karbonis to the kind of a service of Avodah Zarah that Bemezid would get Karis. So that's what Rebbe uses Aleha for. He uses Aleha to tell me as the source of how do I know that Karbonis Chatas are only brought on Averis that have a Karis Bemezid. The source is Achais Isha throughout all these drushes that get to every carbon. Chatus is brought on an Avera that it's maize that has Karas. Rashi. Carbon Avedis Kechavim is the Parsha Shlach Lecha. That is written in Parsha Shlach Lecha and the Chisishgu. Me'enei, mi'parhelm davar. It's Xeris Shava from the parhelm davar, which is the carbon bezin by other Averis. Ve'im nevesh shachta achas, hasum tziv b'parsha Shlach Lecha. That's what it writes in Parsha Shlach Lecha. Me'elyon, mi'tzibur. Learn out the individual from the above Parsha, which is talking about Tzibur. Ve'asum yafinu lehu mi'parhelm. And we learn it out from Parhelim. Zok the Gemara. For Rabbanon. The Rabbanon who need Aleha for Yibum. Right? They used Aleha to tell me that there's no Yibum by a wife's sister and her Tzara. So hi Svar Minalu. So how do they know that Chatas is only on something that Avera the Mezid is Shagig? How do I know that? Maybe Chatas is in other Averis as well. Rebbe learned it out from Aleha. But that's only because you didn't use Aleha by a Chais Isha for anything else. But if you use that Aleha for something else, then you have no right to use it for an Xerish Shava. Right? That means Rabbanu did not get this in their repertoire of Xerish Shavas. So back to the question. How do Rabbanu know that Korbanos are limited to things that get karas. Zok the Gemara Naskalahu, they learn it out from a different drasha. But the Makrilay Rabbi Yeshua Lebrei. Rabbi Yeshua taught his son. This is the drasha that Rabbi Yeshua taught his son. And this is the drasha that the Rabbanon would hold of. What is that? Rabbi Yeshua taught his son. It says in the Pasuk, by Avodah Zarah. It says, you bring a chatas. And the Torah writes, Torah achas yelachem should be one rule for you. La'aisa bishgaga. Anybody does a shaygik, and the very next pasuk says, "V'hanefesh ashetas biyad rama." Any nefesh that does it willingly, biyad rama means in a rebellious hand. I don't know how he translates the word rama literally, an upraised hand. I think it means rebellious.
Because high-handedly.
Thank you. High-handedly, which means b'mezid. And it says, gets karas. That's what the pasuk says there. V'nikrasa ha-nefesh ahi. That nefesh gets karas. So, Rabbi Yeshua said, the Torah is juxtaposing the pasuk of Torah achas yielachem la'aisa b'shgaga and v'ha-nefesh ashetasa b'yad rama. Right? So it's to tell me that the Torah is telling me, when do you bring a chatas? When the mezid is karas. The Torah said by Avodah Zarah, bring a chatas by shagig, right? And when? And the next pasuk says, when a person does a mezid, he gets karas. That's when you bring a chatas by shagig. And it says Torah achas across the whole Torah. Every Avera. So this is a source that all Averis of individuals, because that's what the pasuk is talking about there, when an individual does Avodah Zarah, whether it's a regular person, whether it's a king, whether it's a Kohen Gadol, the Torah says he brings a chatas, and the very next pasuk says if he does it, amazed that he gets karas. That means the Torah is telling me, chatas depends on Karis. Those that amazing get Karis, bring Chatas. And the Torah says, Torah Achas. Torah Achas says, everything in the Torah is the same. All Chatases are the same. That's how I learn out that all individuals bring Chatas only for Navera, the Bemezid is Karis. That's how the Rabbana learned it out. Hukshu kol ha-Torah kula la-Avaydes kachavim. By writing the word Torah Achas, the Torah is comparing all Avaydes in the Torah to Avaydes Zara. Ma Avaydes kachavim davar shechayav mazdai nekaras ha-shek yigas ha-chatas. I've called davar shechayav mazdai nekaras ha-shek yigas ha-chatas. Since Avaydes Zara is Bemezid Karis, and then the Torah says, right, by putting the two psukim together, the Torah says, when do you bring a chatas? When b'mezid it's karas, by avodah zarah. And the Torah says, Torah achas. The Torah is comparing every other avera to avodah zarah. That the punishment of the chatas is given as a kapara when the punishment b'mezid is karas. Rashi. Torah Achas, the Indian carbon ziv, it's written by carbon, the par avedis kechavim, by the carbon of avedis, it's not par, it's by parshas avedis kechavim, the Bach says, in the parsh of avedis zara. Torah kala Torah b'mashma, Torah means the whole Torah. Hukshu kala Torah linyan av carbon avedis kechavim. The Torah says, compare the rest of the Torah of korbanas to avedis zara. The next pasuk it says, that means the pasuk is telling me, when does Avodah Zarah bring a carbon? When the mezid it's karis. Alma kulu parshasa b'davish is dayin a karis. That's when shigigasi chatas mishtoi. That's when it's talking about shigigasi chatas. So that's one pasuk that teaches us for any individual, because by Avodah Zarah there's no difference a king, a kohen gadol, or a regular lay person. The Torah says by Avodah Zarah it's only by Karis, and the Torah says Torah Achas. The same is true by the rest of the Torah. So that teaches me that all karma chatases are only brought when the mezid is Karis. Ashkecha yachid v'nasi u'mashiach. That teaches us all individuals, bein b'avodes kechavim, bein b'shar mitzvahs. Both by Avodah Zarah and by the rest of the Torah, from the word Torah Achas. Tzibur b'avodes kechavim minayin. How do I know that Tzibur is also only when it's b'mezid karis? The Torah wrote it by an individual. How do I know that it applies to Bezin the same? Dr. Gemara Amar Krav V'im Nefesh, the Vav that connected the parsha of Tzibur to the parsha of individual by Avodah Zarah, the Yumai Elyam Mitachdain, and it teaches me to derive the upper parsha from the lower parsha. Before we used it the other way, now we're using it that way. That just like the lower parsha, the Torah specified carbon is dependent on the mezid it being karis, so also Bezin only brings a carbon by Avodah Zarah if they paskin about something that the mezid is karis. El tzibur b'shar mitzvahs min olam. How do I know the rest of the mitzvahs by tzibur is also by karis? Yalav me'enei me'enei. The gzeirah shava me'enei me'enei tells me that tzibur is also only when there is karis. So this is the source of how do I know it has to be karis. So we have two separate opinions. Rabbi learns it from Achreis Isha, from Aleha, and he moves all those drushes based on that. The Rabbana learned it out from Torah Achas, which is juxtaposed next to the Pasuk Vanevesh Hashetasa Biyadrama, to tell me that just like Avodah Zarah, the Torah juxtaposes Karas and Chatas, Torah Achas says the same is true by the rest of the Torah, and then from there we derive Bezin as well. Rashi, Ashkechon Yochid v'nasi Mashiach, b'hache keshe le mash melahani. This hekesh is talking only about individuals, the Sivan Nefesh. Ve'elu levadam b'mashma. It means only these, shen yechidim, that are individuals. The Hani Kroi, these psukim, ksivim b'parshas v'im nefesh achas v'avayit eskechavim. It's written by the individual. Amr Krog Abba Yochid Venasi Mashiach V'im Nefesh, Vav Maisav Ein Yerishin, the Vav connected to the parsha before, V'yumat El Yim Mitachtoin, Tzibur Miyachidim, and I derive a Tzibur from individuals. Yalov May Eine, Shar Mitzvahs, Mavedis Gechavim. I learn out the other mitzvahs from Mavedis Zara. So there's two again, as I mentioned a moment ago. That's the Machloikas Rebbe and Rabbanon. Rebbe uses Aleha, the Rabbanon uses Aleha for Yibum. Frek the Gemara. The Rebbe, Hai Taira Achas May Avidle. What does Rebbe do with that pasuk of Taira Achas? Meaning, what do we learn out? Why is the Taira comparing the rest of the Torah? I shouldn't say that. What does the Torah mean when it says one rule for Isa Bishgaga? What does that mean, one rule for Isa Bishgaga? What are we teaching us by saying one rule? That means obviously we would have thought it's different rules, and the Torah has to tell me one rule. Now, according to the Rabbanim, it's to compare the rest of the Torah to Avodah Zarah. But Rebbe doesn't do that. Rabbi learns it out from Allah. So what is Torah Achas teaching us? What does it mean, one rule? Why would I think it's different rules? You said that this is the Achatas that's brought for Avodah Zarah, and next to it, right, and we learned out that it's only for Karis. So why does it say Torah Achas? What do we learn out from Torah Achas? Zog the Gemara. And for the Gemara, Tanya. And now let me explain this outside, and then we'll do it inside. We find an interesting thing by Avodah Zarah that's not by any other halacha in the Torah. We know that if an individual does an Avodah, he brings a chatas. If he does it b'shagig. If he does it b'mezid, he gets karas. What would happen if you have a majority of the city be mechal Shabbos? B'mezid. They would be treated like many individuals. The fact that they constitute a majority of a city would not change their halacha. The punishment b'mezid would be the same for one individual, or for 1,000 individuals, or rachmana litzan, 100,000 individuals or mechal Shabbos. They would each get the same punishment. The Torah does not differentiate between an individual or a lot of people. Only when Bezin Paskin's wrong, there's a different halacha. But without a psak of Bezin, I don't care how many Yidden do the Avera, the punishment would be the same b'mezid and the same chatas b'shagig. By every Avera, that is true. There's one Avera that we find that the Torah treats a majority of a city different than a minority of a city. Only in one Avera. If 100,000 people of a city, majority of a city, ate chaylev, b'mezid, they would all get karas. B'shagig, they would all bring a chatas. Just like an individual would. There is no difference between one and a majority of a city. In one Avera, the Torah differentiates a majority of a city and an individual. And that's by Avodah Zarah. When an individual serves Avodah Zarah b'mezid, he gets kila. B'shagig, he brings a chatas. When a majority of a city serves Avodah Zarah b'mezid, they don't get skila. They are called an ir hanidachas, and they get sayas. They're killed in a different way, and their money is all burnt. Whereas if an individual serves Avodah Zarah, his money is not touched. An ir hanidachas, two things happen to them. They get killed, but not with skila. And they also lose all their money, meaning their inheritors will not inherit anything. There's nothing left. We burn everything. Now, we see a difference between a majority of a city and an individual. How about b'shagig? Does a majority of a city that serves Avodah Zarah b'shagig bring a different carbon? We see we treated them different b'mezid. Maybe there should be a special carbon brought by a majority of a city. By any other Avera, we would never think that way, because we don't see a difference in punishment b'mezin between an individual and a majority of a city. But by Avodah Zarah, we see a difference of punishment b'mezin between a majority of a city and an individual. So maybe b'shayig, there should also be a difference between a majority of a city and an individual. That's the Havamina. Zok the Gemara, let's read it inside. That's why the Torah Achas. No. It makes no difference how many individuals you have. As long as Bezin wasn't involved, everybody brings the same carbon. That's what Taira Achas comes to teach me, according to Rebbe. Let's read it inside. Where Rebbe, hi Taira Achas, my Avid late. What does Rebbe do with Taira Achas? I need it for the following brisa. The Fisher Metzino, we found, Shechilei Kakasiv, that the Torah differentiated, Ben Yechidim, between individuals, Limerubim, to a many, meaning a majority of a city, Yechidim Beskila, Yechidim Getskila, Lefichach Mamayin Ampalat, we don't find any punishment to their money. Their money is left alone. It's interesting that the brisa uses the word lefichach. Therefore, since they get such a severe death penalty of skila, which is the most severe death penalty, therefore their money is left alone. Merubim b'sayev, if a majority of a city serves avad zara, it's sayev lefichach m'mayinam avad. And again, the brisa seems to make him dependent, since it's a lesser punishment. Therefore, their money gets destroyed. Yachol nachlig b'karben isayin. I would think that b'shaygig, the people of a city who served a majority of a city should bring a different kind of carbon. Talmud loymar taira achas yelachem. So that's what Rebbe uses the word taira achas to teach me. No, I don't care whether it's one individual or a majority of a city. They all bring the same carbon. Unless Bethel is involved, that's a different story. Rashi. Merubim irani dachas yachol nachlig mekarben esayim if avdu b'nei ir achas avedit kechavim b'shaygig. If a majority of a city served avedizara b'shaygig, you chalukim b'karbonam, they should have a different carbon. Shloyavi kol echad karbonoi saira, it's supposed to be not everybody should bring a female goat, which is the only carbon that can be brought by a yachid. Interesting, a regular chatas, an individual has a choice. He can bring a female lamb or a female goat. By Avodah Zarah, the Torah mandates a female goat. But maybe by a majority, there should be a different carbon. Talmud Leimar, Ein chalukim mitayres yachid. No difference in how many individuals served Avodah Zarah. El Arayv Yisrael Eikulam. It can be a majority, it can even be all of Klal Yisrael. Only by, if Bezin makes a psak. Any other situation are individuals. And therefore, they bring the same carbon derived from Taira Achas Yelachem. That's what Rabbi uses, Taira Achas Yelachem. Frek the Gemara. Maskev la Reb Chilkia, Magrunya. So Reb Chilkia Magrunya asked the following question. What carbon? Now, the question is supposing that if we're going to make a different carbon, it would be a carbon that no one else brings. If not, it wouldn't be different. If this is a different category called Ir HaNidachas, and you want to say that an Ir HaNidachas B'Shoigig brings a different carbon, we would have to find a carbon that no one else brings. And there's none available. Because every possibility is used by somebody else in the par Sawyer family. Because by Avodah Zarah, we find those two karbanas, par and Sawyer. And anything you're going to think of is used already. You have a Havamina, we would make them bring a different carbon. What would be their different carbon? Anything that we're going to pick is already used, so it's not different. Maskevar Reb Chilkia Maguna. Time of the Kasa Rachmana Taira Achas Yelachem. It's because the Torah wrote Taira Achas Yelachem. Halav Hochi Havamina Nechlek. If not so, I would say let the Tzibor, meaning let the Ir HaNidachas, let the majority of the city bring a different carbon. Right? My Lacy, what would you want them to bring? What would be their different carbon? Leisupar, should they bring a par? Tzibur b'shar mitzvah sudamaisi. That's what the Tzibur brings by other Averis. It wouldn't be different. It would be the same as Bezin by other Averis. You want to make them different. Kizba, should they bring a lamb? Yochid b'shar mitzvah sudamaisi. That's a choice of an individual by other mitzvahs, not Avodah Zarah. So again, it wouldn't be different. Sawyer, should it be a male goat, Nasi b'shar mitzvahs u'demaisi. That's brought by a Nasi, by a king, by other mitzvahs. Par lo'oil of a sor l'chatas, you're going to say, let them bring a combination of a par and a sawyer, tzibur b'avaydas g'chavim u'demaisi. That's the carbon bezin brings if they pass him wrong by v'aydasara. Sira, so, I'm sorry, where are we up to? Right. Ella my Sira. The answer is only one left is the female goat. Yachinami haidu kabana. So that's what the individual brings. Meaning, what would bring the different carbon? Sawyer is taken. Sira is taken. Par is taken. Par and sawyer are taken. So what exactly would you be giving this irani dach as b'shaygig? Now, Tysus points out there is a carbon animal we didn't mention. That's an aisle. But since we never find it used as a chatas, the Gemara doesn't consider that an option. It has to be in the families of things that we use for a chatas. So what would we use? Par is used, sor is used, seira is used, kefsa is used. So what would you use? Zok the Gemara, itzrich. No, there is a different carbon that we could bring. Psalkadayta chamina, hoil v'tzibur b'hira, maisi par l'oila v'sor l'chatas. Since the tzibur by a psak brings a par and a sawyer, inunami nesu, ipcha, we should make up that a city that serves a vaydazara should bring a sawyer for a ayla and a par for a chatas. Meaning the same carbon that bezin brings, but inverted. Instead of a par la ayla, besor la chatas, we would come up with a different combination, the opposite combination. So that's why I need Torah Achas Yelachem to tell me no, that a city brings the same carbon as an individual. Inami, or Tzarek Vein Leitakona. Maybe it needs a different carbon and there's none available. And maybe the type, we wouldn't give any carbon for a city who serves Avodah Zarah B'met Shagig. Kamash Malan, that's why Torah Achas comes to tell me there's no difference one or 10,000 or a majority of a city. Rashi. Bohira, Hainu Helam Dover, Shahiru Bezin, Shavainis Kachab Muteras, Vasu Tibur Apiam, the Tibur did according to their psak. Inami, Afiluloi Mishkakas Lakarbon Lachalik, name I would say, Tzricham Hani Marubim Chiluk, Ben Yachid, the Lekka, there's no carbon available. Hilkachalam Kapora. Perhaps we need a different one, and there's no different one, so they don't get anything. Kamash Mulun, the Taira Kaachas comes to tell me that. So at this point, we have finished from Gimel Amud Beis till Tesamet Aleph. We have discussed how do I know Yibum doesn't apply to an Erva and a Tzaras Erva. We ended up with two different Tanoim, one that learns it out from Aleh, one that learns it out from Lekocha V'Yibma, and then we worked out what each one uses the other Psukim for, and we finished our Sugya. So now we're back to 15 Ervas. The Arayas and the Tzaras have no Yibum. We finished with the source from Gimel and Beis till Tesamet Aleph. That's what we worked on. 5.5 blocks, finding the source and explaining what each one does with the other one's psukim. At the end of the day, we know that neither Erva nor Tzara can have Yibum, nor can they have, do they need Chalitza, learned out from either Aleha or from the Kach of a Yibma, and we answer out each time it uses everybody's psukim. Now we go back. Yes. By the way, I think we set a record today. 32 minutes and nobody asked a question. Yes. I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Okay, we said at the end that that we get par for a chatas, and then we change it around. We get a par for a chatas.
That's a havamina. That's a havamina.
That's Avamina. And at the end,
Taira Acha says, all individuals are treated the same whether they constitute a majority of a city or not.
So in other words, the answer is you can bring the same korban for different types of people.
It's not different types. No, the Taira is saying they're not different types of people.
There's no difference between a Yachid and a Rabin.
Unless Bezin Paskins. Unless Bezin Paskins
wasn't involved in this.
Bezin wasn't involved, so all people are considered individuals, no matter how many of them there are.
Okay, thank you.
That's the Xeris HaKasiv of Taira Achas. I'm glad somebody asked the question. I didn't know if anybody was listening today. Zag de Gemara. Amar loy Levi l'Rebbe. So Levi says to Rebbe, Ma yu yu de tani tesvav.
Rebbe?
Yes.
The last thing Rebbe said was that there may be he might not bring anything, correct?
Correct.
So, I thought Rebbe said something like, and they won't get the kapara. Is that what Rebbe said?
Well, the Gemara uses the word engler takana. There's no way to correct it.
Well, what does that mean?
What happens today that we can't bring a chatas? What do we do?
That's a circumstance that's after the fact that we don't have the base of Mikdash. Over there, the question was,
what happens when Averin and there's what happens in Averin and there's no chatas for? How does a person get kapara?
You're talking now, or you're talking then?
Even then. Let's say in Averin it's not Karas. He did a b'shaygig. How does he get kapara?
You bring a chatas.
There's no chatas in Avela. It's not b'mezid Karas. He does tshuva. He davens. He does tshuva. He says vidoy. He has remorse. He learns huchas. He learns halachas. He's more careful. That's how a person does tshuva. That's how they would do tshuva on Avodah Zarah. Engle takana means there's no carbon prescribed for them. That doesn't mean there's no tshuva. It means there's no carbon. They would have to use a different avenue. If there's no carbon, they use a different avenue.
That's the last resort.
Well, if the Torah writes a carbon, that's a benefit for a person. If the Torah doesn't write a carbon,
no. It's hard, right? It's much harder if you don't have the exact direction where to go.
Well, that's what happens with Manazah, right?
Okay.
We do the best we can, or we hope to do the best we can. Yes.
My brother, I just want to clarify something. The last thing I just asked about the Kamash Balon. Is that saying that individuals and Rabim, as long as no Beis Din is involved, are all the same thing?
Yes, by
Yechidim?
Exactly.
Is that only by Avodah Zorah?
By every Avera. It's by every Avera. But by other Averas, let me explain this. By other Averas, I would never think differently. Because I don't see a different punishment b'mezid for a majority of a city that eats chaylev than an individual that eats chaylev. Or a majority of a city that's Mechal Shabbos than an individual that's Mechal Shabbos. I don't see a different punishment for them. So I would never think that there's a different carbon for them b'shagig. It's only by Avodah Zarah that the Torah said there's a different punishment for mezid. So that says, majority of a city is different than individuals. By any other Avera, we would never have the Havamina. They're never treated differently.
And that's the uniqueness of Avodah Zarah.
It's only by Avodah Zarah that Allah calls Yer Nidachas. Right? So what about B'Shagig? You would think that since the Torah differentiated B'mezid, there should be a special carbon B'Shagig. And we can't find one, so maybe there's no carbon for them. So comes along Tairachas and says, don't make that error. Tairachas says, don't think that many people are different than one person if Bezin is not involved.
Okay, thank you.
Amaloi Levi LeRebbe. So Levi told Rebbe, my yu the tani tezvav, listening to Zion. I have a 16th erva that should be mentioned in the Mishnah. Amalai, so Rebbe answered him, it sounds to me like you have no brain in your head. Now, the Chavis Yair has a tshuva of why we find that sometimes Amiroyim speak so sharply to each other. He asks specifically about this Gemara, that Levi asks Rebbe a question, and Rebbe responds and says, you sound brainless. So the Chadash Yar explains that a Rebbe to a Talmud can do this in order to train him that he has to think in a different way. So, of course, we want people to ask questions, but we want them to think before they ask their questions better. So, therefore, a Rebbe can tell a Talmud, that question was brainless. You didn't think. That's what the Chavis Yar explains. Because if not, why is Rebbe, I'm going to use the word, not that Rebbe meant to do this, insulting Levi? You sound brainless. Because a Rebbe is trying to tell his Talmud that you should have figured out the answer to your question without asking it. At your level, you should have known the answer. So why are you asking it? So therefore he answered him in such a sharp way. We will continue Me'at Hashem tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful Chodesh.